Yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron, and we are talking about Viracoin Wallet today. Now, this is not a 101 episode. This is more of a probably 102, but the Viracoin Wallet has a little bit of a bug in it. And the bug is that, according to Viracoin's website and their forum, only 10% of the wallets downloaded have this problem. First, I want to say that Viracoin is a very responsible and responsive company so far. Not for me personally, but if you look on the Reddit, their website, their forums, their Twitter, you ask them a question, their developers or somebody involved with Vireum or Viracoin will get back to you. So this is not a criticism of theirs. It's just sometimes shit happens and, you know, you got to deal with it. They have a problem with their wallet, that 10% of their wallets do not get connections to them. So if you are trying to get your Viracoin into your wallet and you transfer it over, you might not get it. It's there. Don't worry. It is there. It's just not updating the blockchain. It looks like it's in sync, but it's really not in sync. And so you transfer it over and you're waiting. Doesn't get there. So what's going on? Okay, so you look at your wallet. You have it open and you're like, you know what? It says in sync. It doesn't say out of date like it usually does. Just look at your bottom right. And if you don't have any connections, then that's the problem. That means you have this bug, this problem. For Mac, I don't know about PC, but for Mac, it has just a little bit of troubleshooting. You have to finagle before you could just do what they say on the website. So if you have this problem and you transfer it over or you see that you have no connections, very simple. Go to their forum. Go to their forums.viracoin.info. Make an account there. And you can get into their forums to do what you need to do. On their forum page, on their first page, the homepage, you will see that there is like a selection of different forums that you can join. You know, general, Viracoin, Vireum, mining. Just go down to tech support. The pinned to the top forum or topic is Viracoin and Vireum connection issues. And it says zero connection fix. They say that they're going to fix this in their next wallet update, which is probably going to come pretty soon. This problem has only been around for a couple months. And I know they're probably working hard on it. But what you want to do is you want to go click into this forum for the zero connection issue fix, and then download their file. Now, it says for Mac users, you want to right click and save the following file. Now, you know, we don't have any clicky. We have one button on our Macs. It's, you know, whatever. So you want to do your Mac clicky thing and download the file. Now, I don't know if you're downloaded to your downloads or your desktop or whatever. Mac has an annoying thing that it does, and it changes the file automatically to a text file so you can read it. You want to take that off. So what you want to do is you want to download that file first. You want to go to Mac Clickit, and you want to open up the file to get info. Okay, and with that, you want to change the name and extension. So you want to take off.
Hey guys, TiVo here to tell you about the Eufy Video Lock, a smart lock, a 2K camera, and a doorbell all in one. That's right, 3-in-1 for triple the security. It's easy to install. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. It gives you keyless entry, so no more fumbling your keys when you have your hands full coming back from the grocery store. No more worry about the kids losing a house key. No more worry about a guest losing the house key or forgetting the passcode on your door. And for Airbnbers, it's a no-brainer as you can change the passcode at will between renters. It has available fingerprint recognition, and it has AI self-learning chip, so the more you use it, the more accurate it's going to be. You will have no anxiety with the battery charging. It is a rechargeable battery, and it lasts around 4 months, but don't worry, when it's low, it'll give you plenty of weeks notice, and also, it always comes with a physical key as a backup. There's no monthly fee, unlike other brands that charge you a monthly fee to get your backup recordings. They're always recorded locally and you will always have access. Customer support for the Eufy Video Lock is 24/7, so you don't have to worry about any issues you have, and it comes with an 18-month warranty. What I love about this product is it's truly all-in-one with the 3-in-1. You don't have to go out and buy multiple parts. It's all in this package with the Eufy Video Lock. So if you're interested in learning more, go on Amazon and search Eufy Video Lock. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock. Again, that's EUFY Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock. Get complete control over your front door.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That TXT file and just keep it as the CONF file. Now, after changing the extension and taking off that TXT, you want to look down and see the open with button, like open with what program. And you want to go ahead and change that to Viracoin. The default, I think, is just text or something, but it's not opening it with Viracoin. You want to change the open with to open with Viracoin. Just a recap. Step one, download the file. Step two, make sure that the name and extension are correct, that you take off the TXT file and it's just .conf. Then you want to go down on the get info box that pops up and you want to change the open with what program? Open with Viracoin. You want to go to open with Viracoin. Okay, so now your file is ready. But for me, as they said in the forum, that you can just go to your Finder, go to Go, and go to Computer, and you will go to your hard drive, and you will see, they said that you will see Library and Application Support, and you go under Application Support and be able to see the Viracoin wallet. They also said, or you will be able to go to Users, click your username, and find Library under your username, and then Application Support under Library, and then find Viracoin in that. However, for me, I don't know, I just bought my Mac, and it came with the default settings. I had to go into Terminal and put in a code to show hidden files. Now, you can go on YouTube, or you can go to anywhere on Google, just Google Mac, how to show hidden files, and it popped it up. All this was hidden for me, so now I can, I was able to find it. Before, I wasn't able to. So after that, then you can just take your Viracoin.conf file and put it in the Viracoin application support file. After you do that, you'll have no problems. You'll have connections and your coin will come and sync properly and you'll be on your way. So just a quick recap. I didn't want to make this a 10-minute podcast, but it turned out that way. But in a quick summary, so number one, go to forums.viracoin.info, go to tech support. Then after that, all you have to do is see the sticky on top, the pinned post of Virium connection issues. Click that. Click the link that's provided in that forum for resources to fix and the file to fix. Download that file and do what I said. Click get info, change the file extension. Change the program that opens the file. You might be able to find it in files. I'm sorry, under Finder, go to Go, Computer, Mac HD, Library, Application Support. If it's not there, go try Users, your user, library, application support, and then the Veracoin wallet and drop it into that folder. If you can't find it, then you might need to go to terminal and show your hidden files like I had to. So anyway, thanks a lot. I didn't want to make this the most boring podcast ever, but I thought I needed to make it.